there is a great controversy regarding bread that has a sweetness to it. For example, raisin bagels, cinnamon, things that have a tam of mitikut to it. What is the beracha on these items when we're eating them as a seuda, which means we're not eating them as a snack, we're eating them for a meal? Well, Maran clearly writes that any pat, any bread that has a tam of sweetness to it, goes from becoming a motzi to becoming mizonot. Whether you used honey, whether you used sugar, whether you used oil, whether you used milk, and the taste is nikar, you taste the sweetness according to Shulchan Aruch, so the beracha automatically is downgraded to become mizonot. So based on that, if you had sweet challah or sweet bagels and things like that, from Maran it sounds like it's a straight up mizonot. However, some argue, that's the Birkat Hashem brought down by Moshe Levi, that's only talking about where you're eating it as a snack. But if you're eating that as a meal, then it's upgraded and becomes hamotzi. And he brings ra'ayot. The Hakam Avadya in Yabia Omer and Achim David Yosef in the Halakha Brura refute the Birkat Hashem's ra'ayot. And they go back and forth. On this point, Achim David argues and says, if this depended on how he's eating it, why did Shulchan Aruch make that condition? How come Shulchan Aruch just wrote, on bread that's sweet is mezonot? He should have said that if you're eating it as a meal, if you're eating it as a snack, that's a key condition that has to be mentioned. And he goes back and forth, and he concludes, according to Maran, it doesn't matter. Yes, sweet or not sweet. Comes out, we have a fantastic ma'alokah over here when it comes to these items. If we want to go straight with Hakam Avadya, they should be mezonot under all circumstances. The bottom line, you taste the sweetness, it's mezonot. We don't care how you're eating it. If you want to go with Birkat Hashem, you run into a controversy. Hakam Ben Zion, in order to Zion, he says, Yireh Shamayim will keep away from this stuff, because you're putting yourself into a debacle. So he would only eat it during a seuda, where you washed anyway on normal bread. Okay, but that's not always possible to be ma'amir. Let's say you're on a plane and they serve you a bread with the meal, and the bread is sweet. It says on the sticker, this bread is mezonot. Why are they saying mezonot? Because they're saying it has a sweetness. If it really does have a sweetness to it, so what are you telling a guy in a plane? No, go get regular bread. Where's he going to get regular bread? That's what they're giving him. So in that case over there, in the Yalkut Yosef on page 285 in Berachot, he says in that case over there, even a Sfaradi could be like lenient to make mezonot on that roll, so long as it's sweet. A lot of times they write mezonot and you don't taste anything. You don't know why they're writing it. They wrote mezonot because the guy wrote mezonot, but you don't taste any sweetness. So of course, we're talking about only when there's a hergesh ta'am. So in that case, he says, what are you going to tell the guy? Don't eat it, he's on a plane. But otherwise, he writes on 285, the Ordes Zion concludes that although the correct blessing for sweetened challah is borei minei mezonot, a devout person will not take advantage of this and eat the challah as a snack food. He will eat it only during a meal after having recited hamotzi. The Halakha Berura, which is Chabad Yosef, also recommended practicing the stringency in deference to the shitot that the Birkat Hashem wrote. So even though he rejected the Birkat Hashem, he hedged. He said, you know what, it's a machloket, there's two ways of looking at it. Therefore, that sweet bread item, when you're eating it as a seuda, they don't like it. So he brings that over here. It happens a lot. Well, let's say a person goes to a house of Ashkenazim, and they're serving him these sweet halot that they eat. Lachen, Sefaradi, Amitareyach, it's Ashkenazi. V'yodeh she'halot shelo metukot. Ashkenazim, they make sweet challah. They have a different halakha. They put sugar in it and raisins and all that other stuff. Ain't on the barech al halot elu ela borei minei mezonot. It's mezonot. Uberchav ben shalosh sheken hu dat maran shekibalo reotav. V'mutarei aso b'shabbat. Now, what's he going to do if he's there for Shabbat? Yesh lo lekab imo lechem she'imo metikut. Then he brings his own bread with him. שאין עליו עוררים, לקיים את זמן שלוש סעודות בפת, וברק עליו מוציא ברכת המזון. ויוכל לצלף לך משני מן האחרות המתקות שבבית בעל הבית. החדוש says this, you can use the מזונות חלות as לחם משנה. Because if you need a second, so it counts just as a, you know, as a second loaf, but you really should eat only from the non-sweet ones. Therefore, the best thing is on Shabbat that the Sefaradiyot, the ladies, should make their challah with a recipe that does not have sweetness. Every recipe of challah calls for a certain amount of sugar for whatever reason. Today they have Baruch Hashem the pitot, which is just flour and water, or they have the water chali that they call it. That's the best thing. Then in the Seudah, if you want to taste the sweet challah after, Baruch Abba. But at least that motzi should be made in the Soyan Halakha Lamaaseh. From the strict halakha, any type of bread that has a sweetness that's noticeable, it's called Shulchan Aruch, called Hakam Avayah, called Hakam David, it should be mezonot. And it is mezonot. However, there's others that say since you're eating it as a meal, it should be a motzi, because they were talking about only when you're eating it just as a snack. Hakam Avayah rejects it. However, the poskim lema'aseh say, since it's a serious debacle and it's not so pashut, Yireh Shamayim would keep away from it only when he's eating a seudah.